Good. Now, how long are the days here? Is it 24 hours from now until tomorrow morning at this time? Ted seemed interested in the question and considered it for several moments before replying.
Call it 25, he said. Maybe a little longer, because time is slowing down, at least here. As the beams weaken, there seems to be a growing disparity in the time flow between the worlds. It's probably one of the major stress points.
Roland nodded. Susanna offered him food, and he shook his head with a word of thanks. Behind them, the rod was sitting on a crate, looking down at his bare and sore-covered feet. Eddie was surprised to see Oi approach the fellow, and more surprised still when the bumbler allowed Chucky, or Halas, to stroke his head with one misshapen claw of a hand. And is there a time of mourning when things down there might be a little less, I don't know,
a little disorganized? Ted suggested.
Roland nodded.
Did you hear a horn a little while ago? Ted asked. Just before we showed up?
They all shook their heads. Ted didn't seem surprised.
But you heard the music start, correct?
Yes, Susanna said, and offered Ted a fresh can of Nozzola.
He took it and drank with gusto. Eddie tried not to shudder.
Thank you, ma'am. In any case, the horn signals the change of shifts. The music starts then.
I hate that music, Dinky said moodily.
If there's any time when control wavers, Ted went on, that would be it.
And what o'clock is that? Roland asked. Ted and Dinky exchanged a doubtful glance. Dinky showed 8 fingers, his eyebrows raised questioningly. He looked relieved when Ted nodded at once.
Yes, 8 o'clock, Ted said, then laughed and gave his head a cynical little shake. What would be 8 anyway in a world where yon prison might always lie firmly east and not east by southeast on some days and dead east on others?